USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Wednesday threw out the CDC's nationwide moratorium on evictions, but agreed to put a temporary hold on her ruling as the government pushes an appeal. District Judge Dabney Friedrich said that although there was no doubt Congress intended to empower CDC to combat COVID-19, a moratorium on residential evictions was not among them. The husband of missing Colorado mom Suzanne Morphew has been charged with first-degree murder in connection with her disappearance and presumed death just shy of 1 year ago. Barry Morphew was arrested on Wednesday with first-degree murder, tampering with physical evidence, and attempting to influence a public servant charges. South Carolina is putting into motion bringing back firing squads to its list of execution methods. The state house voted 66-43 Wednesday on legislation that would allow death row inmates to choose between being shot or electrocuted if lethal injection drugs are not available. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
SpaceX and their space ambitions have had many setbacks in the last year. Perseverance has now paid off. Dan Rocky with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
SpaceX has successfully landed a test rocket it plans on using to send astronauts to the moon. The company launched, then landed its Starship prototype rocket on Wednesday, the first time that the prototype has successfully landed. Four previous tests were destroyed in the process of landing. SpaceX was awarded a contract from NASA last month to develop the Starship for use on the Artemis missions to return to the moon, though the contract is currently on hold after two other companies filed protests of the contract award.
Just months after Trader Joe's increased its special COVID-19 bonus pay for employees, the grocery chain is now looking to slash it in half. In February, Trader Joe's gave employees an additional $4 an hour, pretty much for being frontline workers. Now Trader Joe's is looking to drop the thank you pay back down to its initial rate. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you have noticed Americans being short with one another since the pandemic started, you're not alone. The airline industry has issued a statement regarding unruly people. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau fills us in.
The FAA is warning air travelers about what it describes as a dramatic increase in unruly or dangerous behavior aboard passenger airplanes. In a typical year, the agency sees 100 to 150 formal cases of bad passenger behavior. But since the start of this year, the number of reported cases has jumped to 1,300. Sarah Nelson, president of the Association of Flight Attendants Union, says things have gotten real bad this year.
The physical and verbal abuse that flight attendants have been taking has been way off the charts of any kind of air rage incidents that we've been talking about over the past 20 years.
As far as some of the behaviors of the unruly passengers, Nelson tells ABC's Good Morning America,
flight attendants being physically assaulted, pushed, choked. We had a passenger urinate. We had a passenger spit into the mouth of a child on board. These are some of the things that we have been dealing with.
The FAA now taking a zero-tolerance approach to poor behavior, unruly passengers facing potential criminal charges, fines up to $35,000, or lifetime bans on certain airlines.
In 2020, U.S. airlines carried 369 million passengers. That's down from 927 million in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.